Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Joe Wicks was elevated to national treasure status for his online workouts during the pandemic. Millions tuned into his exercise videos, and he raised over £600,000 for NHS charities in the process. Well, earlier today, I spoke to Joe about schooling, homeschooling, and whether it's true that he's moving his family to America. It's not true, apparently. But you'll find out more in a moment. But I started by asking him about his initiative offering free signups to the Body Coach app, his Body Coach app, to teachers across the country.
So, yeah, here at the Body Coach, you know, we love teachers and we love helping people get active. And so we thought it'd be a wonderful idea to offer every single teacher in the UK, also, you know, teachers, but not just teachers, you know, heads of school, dinner ladies, receptionists, anybody that works in the school, free access to the Body Coach app for 3 months, for the whole month of September. And the reason I really want to do that is because I believe that if I can get schools and teachers active, feeling confident and healthy and happy and having positive, you know, mental health, I really believe that will have a waterfall effect down onto the children that are in the school. And so that's the offer. And so far, you know, hundreds of thousands of people have taken it up. And we really hope that they, you know, take that offer and also use it and get active and really feel the benefits, you know, the mental health benefits of exercise. Because as a teacher, it's a very high pressure job. It's very stressful. And I believe the Body Coach app is a great solution to help with that.
It's interesting. You mentioned in particular the mental health aspect of it. There's a new report out today, I think. You may not even have seen it yet, which is that we've been doing Education Week on the programme all week. And it's a pretty dismal picture in a lot of ways, you know, looking at schools. Of course, the infrastructure with RAC and so on, but also the education that kids are getting and you know, the fact that it's still pretty mired in almost in Victorian days. But speaking of Victorian days, this new report talks about how most schools in the UK are having to supply food and clothing to an awful lot of kids, and that mental health issues are being exacerbated. Now, that will have a huge knock-on effect to the pressure that teachers are under.
100%. And, you know, I have a real kind of insight into that a little bit, because I've been on a lot of these UK tours where I travel the UK visiting schools, and we go to some really affluent schools, but also really deprived schools in areas that are really challenged. And, you know, 85% of the children are on pupil preem, which is the free school meals, which is what I had as a kid, you know, where you get the free meals and, you know, the parents are really struggling. So, yeah, it has a massive effect on the parents, but also the children, and that affects the teachers. And so there's a lot of pressure. And I do believe that, you know, teachers don't find time to exercise because they're under so much pressure. And so I just believe in, you know, short workouts, which you can do at home, quick, healthy recipes you can, you know, prepare at home and take to work. And I do think it has a massive impact. And it's sad when you see all these stats, and I do see it getting worse before it gets better. And so it's the main reason I go to schools and spend a lot of my time and a lot of my energy on trying to encourage and activate young children in exercise, because it is going to change their life in so many ways.
We've talked a bit this week about the stigma attached to free school meals. And as you said, you know, you were a kid who benefited from that. But did you also feel the rub of feeling like you were in one queue for meals and the other kids were in a different queue?
I mean, I definitely remember, like, you know, being a kid in primary school, we used to collect these little coins. It was like a little plastic token. I really remember it. And then obviously as it evolved, it was like we'd get a card and you'd sort of, it would all be preloaded on there. I remember it being £1.25 a day. It was preloaded onto my card, but I never had an issue with it. I knew where I was from. I knew my background. You know, I was from a working class background, and we were on benefits, and I wasn't ashamed of that. But I'm sure that there's some kids that do maybe find that difficult. But I think, you know, when you hear about a school with 85% of the children, you know, on premium, school premium, like, that wasn't around when I was a kid. It was probably 10% of the kids, you know, 15% maybe. And so I think it's a sign that, you know, we need to be helping and supporting families more than ever. And we cannot just blame the teachers and hold them responsible for our children's health and activity levels. It comes down to, you know, parenting and the school and the government and everyone coming together to educate and uplift and give people a chance to, like, feel good. Because at the moment, it's like so much pressure, so much negativity, that we have to be willing to, you know, put things in place that can make life feel a little bit less stressful. And I know exercising and good food is an antidepressant. So whether you're a three-year-old kid going through something difficult at home, or you're a teacher at school who's stressed out, that is the answer. That the first thing you need to think about is exercise, movement, and good food. And so that's why, you know, we're doing this initiative with the Body Coach app.
I used to go to this Pilates class, and it was opposite a school, and the class was like early in the morning when they'd be doing assembly. And it always used to fill me with such joy, actually, going past this school, because their assembly would always be, they only had a big, you know, concrete kind of playground, you know, it was an inner city school in West London. But they'd clearly got this initiative where they used to get all the pupils out there, and they used to dance before they went into class. It was like this giant, across the school, it was a primary school Zumba class, you know, that they would do every morning. And I, the reason I bring it up is I just think, you know, things like that, that they don't cost money. They don't, that, you know, they're not an extra pressure in a way. They just require some imagination and I suppose a hunger for change, you know.
I love that. I love that story, because we actually visited a school up north, and, you know, they had it was an inner city school, like you said, completely like surrounded by, council estates, and it was like concrete, there was no grass. And there was one lady that came in, she was actually a parent, a volunteer, who came in every single lunchtime and did a dance class with the kids, you know, little boombox, had the music playing. And that was amazing to see these kids, you know, boys and girls, being really confident, and they would dance. They did a dance with me. It was hilarious when I arrived. And what I've realized on this journey through schools is that you don't need to have loads of, you know, equipment and loads of area and like access to really amazing facilities. You just need one teacher or one person in that school who believes in fitness, who champions exercise, who is a little cheerleader, because that's the person that elevates everyone else, that brings that culture into the school. And, you know, you can have one person that makes a huge impact. That's why I believe if one teacher does the Body Coach app for 3 months and they go on a little physical and mental transformation, they're going to be saying, right, kids, come on, let's do a little Pee with Joe workout, or let's do a little 5-minute move on YouTube in between classes. It really does make a difference for the ones that take it on and really let exercise into their life and focus on sleep and looking after themselves. It makes life so much happier. And so, yeah, I do love that story. And I think, you know, all movement's good for you, isn't it? Movement's medicine, and all movement is good for you. And so if you're going to dance or sing or play, it's all the same. It all makes a huge impact.
Have you ever been consulted by government, you know, brought in to talk about, you know, how they could improve? Because, I mean, there's been a huge, huge decrease in games and physical activity in schools over the last 15 years, which is, you know, another of the depressing facts out there.
It is upsetting. And yeah, I did actually have an opportunity, like after the pandemic, I was invited to 10 Downing Street, and it was, I didn't publicise it, but I was giving like a little certificate, like a little award, if you like, for my, you know, my contribution to helping the nation get fit. This is before the NBA and all that stuff. And I met Boris Johnson, and we had a little chat, and they asked me to sort of, you know, be involved in a sort of NHS campaign around wellness and activity. And the reason, hand on heart, the reason I said no is because I didn't feel like I was going to have an impact in that space. And I always see stories of, you know, certain, like, you know, people campaigning for something, and then they move out of office, someone else comes in, and you're back to square one. That for me would demotivate me and dishearten me. So I just thought, you know what, I'm going to carry on doing what I do with YouTube and Instagram and sharing my content and trying to help people in the digital space, because I think I've made a big impact in that area. So yeah, I was given an opportunity, but for me, I was like, you know what, I think it would dishearten me, and I'd probably lose a bit of motivation for it in a way.
Did you also feel, though, that the commitment wasn't there from government in a way? I mean, you know, I can see absolutely the advantage for the government in having you front an NHS sort of motivational campaign. But if they're not going to come up with the policies and push them through, then as you say, it would be very demotivating.
It takes so much more than just a photo with me in the newspaper to make an impact, right? And it needs to be, like, obviously not just a policy, but a strategy with a long-term vision. You know, you can't just say we're going to give schools this for a year and we're going to take it away next year, or we're going to build one club in this one town in the UK. Like, it has to be a national campaign, and it also needs to be thought through, because sometimes getting participation exercise isn't going to happen overnight. It takes a long time to build that, and to build that, like I said, the culture of fitness in a household. Because if you're from a very low-income family and exercise has never been a part of your life, it's almost like a sedentary lifestyle where it's almost impossible to get your younger kids to exercise. So you have to see it as a bigger perspective. And yeah, it takes time, and it's going to take money and resources. But what's more important to the nation's health. So what's more important to the nation than their physical and mental health? I mean, nothing, right? Who wants an unhappy, unhealthy population of people? But I don't know, I just don't see any action really happening. And so it does dishearten me, I'll be honest with you, but I keep doing my thing. I'll keep banging out, you know, the drama around mental health and exercise and hope that it reaches people in my way with social media, I suppose.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
On another sort of aspect of that, I know that you struggled quite a bit at school. I think you excelled in your PE classes, but you found the rest of it quite difficult. You had problems with attention. And I wonder if you feel that any of the skills required of you to be this amazing entrepreneur, you know, alongside a sort of fitness guru, could have been better taught you at school or better supported, you know, in perhaps a less Victorian form of teaching.
I definitely think, you know, PE, without a doubt, saved my life. It changed the direction of my life. It helped me through a difficult childhood, you know. And when I look at children in schools, it's not just their school life, it's their home life. You've got to understand what's going on at home. How can we help them be happier and help them release stress and anxiety and fear from their body? And for me, PE in sport was the ultimate thing. Like it was a lifesaver. So of course I'm passionate about it, and it's one of the driving forces behind PE with Joe and why I did all that through lockdown. I imagined myself as that boy. And so, yeah, like PE shouldn't be this optional thing that we go, oh, do a couple of hours a week, maybe. It should be like essential priority number one, because when you have a child that's healthy and energized and active, they can become academic. They want to learn. They want to sit down. They can focus. I couldn't sit still in English and maths and science, but you put me in design technology, building stuff, or in PE, like using my energy, it changed my life. And so you've got to try a bit more of approach of like what type of child has what type of learning style. And I think sometimes school is like, it's just one way, isn't it? And I think children should be taught about cooking and nutrition, the importance of food, and to fall in love with that, to fall in love with cooking and how it feels when you put good food in your body. And, you know, understanding finances and mortgages and credit cards and all these things that you just do not learn, especially when you come from a working class, you know, background on benefits. You don't understand money. You don't understand any of it. And I still find it difficult. And so, yeah, and also understanding about, you know, physical exercise and movement and how that impacts our mental health. Like, these are the things we need to teach our children. And also understanding social media and the impact that it has on our brains and on our, you know, from an addictive perspective. You know, I'm an adult and I've got a rational brain, and I find it very difficult sometimes. I'm addicted to social media. I'm addicted to my phone. And so when you're a young child, you need to be warned about these things. You need to understand the world we're going into. And I think we can't, we can't delete technology. It's always moving forward. It's always evolving. We've got to learn to live with it, but also having boundaries and having a healthy relationship with technology and social media. And so I think it is very important to look at the curriculum and like, what are we teaching our kids? And is it working? Like, is it working? Are children coming out of school healthier and happier and smarter? Or are things going backwards? Because if they are, we need to reconsider it and reframe that structure and then work on a new way of doing it. And I think that's a positive thing. And I'm not saying we should be scared of it. It's exciting. Change is exciting, right? And education is something that we can disrupt and change and make better. And I think that's a really exciting thing to talk about.
Are any of those thoughts part of the reason that you decided to take your own 5-year-old daughter out of school and homeschool her, I think, for at least the next year? Is that right?
So there's a bit of a rumour going around that I'm disappearing to America. It's definitely not true. That's been blown out of proportion. I've had a house in Santa Monica for the past 6 years, and we've always gone out there. And, you know, my decision to take India out of school has nothing to do with the school system or teachers or anything. It's really one simple thing, and this is the truth, right? We just love being together. We love being together as a family. We've always, you know, home educated and done a lot of activities, and we love it. We love doing that. So it's not like she's never going to go to school. It's just she's just turned 5. And if I can have another year with my daughter and travel the world and do some fun stuff and be at home, that's it. You know, there's nothing more to it. And so I think a lot of people took it out of context and can find it quite offensive, but I would never want teachers to think I'm saying, like, I don't think my daughter's happy in school. She had an amazing year reception. We just missed her and we just, you know, missed being together. So that's it, really. That's the truth.
Yeah, you know, because I'm like half Norwegian, and in Norway, you don't start school until you're 6 years old. So do you think that we start perhaps too young?
Yeah, I didn't even know that fact. I mean, only when I sort of shared that I was homeschooling did I get a lot of people saying, oh, you're going to love it. It's wonderful. You know, we've been doing it for the past 3 years and I've got a 9-year-old and a 10-year-old. So I don't know if it's going to be forever, or if it's going to be a 1 or 2 year thing. But ultimately, you know, at the moment it works. We love it and we enjoy it. But yeah, I don't know if it's like, I don't think children have to go to school at 7. I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with being at school in 5. I think it's an amazing way to learn and socialise and things. But I don't know, I think it's just about, you know, having the option, right? If you can, and if you could spend more time with your kids, you know, you should be allowed to. And the great thing is anyone can if they want to. It's just something you've got to look into, I suppose.
So just finally then, about this rumour about you moving to America, or at least, you know, setting up and focusing on the American market. I mean, it's obviously got to be pretty tempting. It's huge. So what's the lowdown?
To be honest, when I'm in America, I actually love it because nobody recognises me. I'm on the beach with the kids and it's like no one knows who I am. So although I'd love to have success in the US and reach more people, and I am trying my best, you know, it hasn't necessarily worked out right now. So when I'm there, like, I'm not actually working that hard. I'm normally with the kids and we're normally just hanging out and stuff. But, you know, my heart and my passion and my love is in the UK at the moment. And I'm trying my best to, like, you know, the legacy of PE with Joe. When I got 100 million people, or, you know, 100 million views around the world on YouTube, I didn't want it to just end there. Like, I want to be able to say, you know, people still love exercise and engage in fitness because of me, because I've helped them. And so it's like, I'm doing a lot more. I'm going on tour in a week or so to Ireland and Northern Ireland. I'm doing a schools tour. So I've got a lot of energy for this. And as long as I love it, and as long as people respond to it and they still want me to turn up and do that, I will be there. So I'm not going to the USA. You can confirm that now. I'm just going to spend 6 weeks there in October. That's it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.